And you're already in the, we are all already in the energy since this morning, of the energy of love and connection and gratitude, and a lot of release too, with gratitude to Matt for his profound transmissions and increasing our awareness and knowledge of our emotions and feelings. And feel that gratitude for yourself, and feel the gratitude for Monica, for Lee, and for Peggy that just shared with you profound information. A lot of Peggy's work has to do with energy. There is words, but her work is with energy transmission, vibration, the universal calibration lattice. So take a slow, nourishing breath. Once again, consciously connecting our hearts together, our energies together, our fields together. You are sitting in each other's field, in the field of your Merkava, your vehicle of light that extends 8 to 10 feet all around you. And that's only what can be measured scientifically. Creating one unified field, oneness, benevolence, harmony and balance, beauty and joy, kindness and appreciation, humility and respect for yourself, as you honored yourself, opening your hearts since this morning for the teachings from this stage and for yourself from receiving it and for allowing one another to be in this space and experience energies and understandings that are not always possible outside these rooms in such a safe environment. Such a loving, coherent, compassionate environment in this temple that is yours energetically for the next 4.5 days now. So just breathe into it. Allow and open to the vibrations, to the frequencies, to the resonance as they elevate you more into your higher mind, higher consciousness, infinite self, infinite being, infinite soul, that always connected to the Creator, to God, to the source of all that is always with you, always loves you, always supports you, was always there, never went away, even in your darkest and most difficult times. There by your side and all around you and inside you, with your guides, your angels, your ancestors. They are all coming together here to celebrate you in the next phase in your life, right here in this room. We greet them as they greet you for your courage, for your perseverance, for your passion to know more of who you are, to love yourself more. In that way, you love others more. The more we love ourselves, the more we allow ourselves to love ourselves and fall in love with ourselves, the more we become the master of love in our own way, in our own light. Breathe. And let your hearts open to another transmission of energy and message from Peggy Phoenix Dubrow and Anya.
I am Anya. here in the time of the great evolution, reminding you that you are indeed greatly loved, inviting you to love greatly. I am the initiator of the universal calibration lattice, an engine, if you will, for the evolutionaries of these times, an engine of the Merkava. You are evolutionaries. You chose to be here now. And in this time, we ask you to feel more and more comfortable with your ability to embody this power of love that has no beginning and no end. It brings about a power of transformation beyond the domination, beyond the competition, into a state of what we have given the words peace-filled empowerment. Are you ready for that? To know that throughout your entire being, to bring it into your surroundings and into the world. All of you know that which you do personally is reflected into the collective. Ask yourself in this moment, am I ready to channel through more of who I am? To live in a state of empowerment where I am more aware of the responsibility and my ability to direct my energy, this beautiful universal energy that I am, by choice, to contribute to the co-creation of the new frequencies that are already building upon the planet to bring about the new realities that are possible now. Are you willing to do that? The time to be shy has passed. We ask you again to be comfortable with your brilliance, with your abilities. Continue to practice your mastery. See yourself grow and become stronger and stronger. For this is the time you came for. You'll do this privately. You may do it more publicly. But it is time for you to say yes. To embody this beautiful, exquisite, transformative power of infinite love. Take a breath. Your sense of self is questioning, shall I? Breathe deep. Your sense of self in the solar plexus. You all understand now this is an area that has another brain, your microbiome, your physical body. Study these things, learn these things, take care of yourself, your heart, which you so readily term an opening. They've been opening, they're strengthening, they're stronger, you're radiating more of that love. Does that feel right to you? Yes, indeed. And then the crown center, the third eye, that which has been revered for thousands of years. The expression of your intellect and your intuition together brings about a wholeness of being, a way to reason and think and express the new ways. For now is the time for the new human in the new world. Are you ready? If you would, with your hands on your heart, say to yourself, I am here. I remember I am. I know I am. All is well. Know that to be your truth. All is well. Until the next time.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are so many assumptions made in your life, and so often those assumptions are built upon that which you've been told by others, or assumption perhaps even of your culture. What you don't know is what you don't know. My partner began in his mid-40s. And at that point in time, he had an established career. And he asked the question, really? Really? If I start now on something completely different, is that really what I was supposed to do? I don't have the energy I did when I was 30. I don't have all of the things I did when I was 30. This is not the plan that I had, he said. It was the perfect plan. He made an assumption that his age made a difference, not combining it to his life experience and the times he was in. There was a dear one today who gave her age and her regrets. And the package sounded like perhaps life was too far along for anything to happen. And so I say to her, this may be the beginning of everything for you. For when you can get through this and understand who you are and what you've done, what if you could show others how they can dismiss their regrets? How many are like you? And the age? You're young. There is so much that you assume about how old you are. What are your assumptions as you come here? That you're going to have a good spiritual time. What if there was more? Is it true, do you think, that there could be angels on the other side that have your name on them? Is that fun to consider? Or might it be a truism? What if I'm right? There are so many assumptions here about who you are or how important you are. I'm going to tell you again, every single old soul in this room planned on being here right now to have a potential of awakening right now, to have the potential of an activation of a 24th pair of chromosomes that were given to you very early, right now. To have things happen to you during something called a shift, so that you could participate in perhaps one of the grandest things that would ever happen for humanity, the increase in light. And that the old soul you are takes advantage of the school of the Akash. How long have you been here? How many lifetimes have you had? Almost everyone in the room has graduated from that school. You've been through it. You've been both genders. You have learned the ins and the outs of life on earth. And now you take that and you come to a meeting like this where we start to peel the onion of who you think you are. So that perhaps by the end of the conference, you will leave a lot differently than you came. Dear ones, go differently than you came. And take these moments to consider what has been taught to you today. We'll be back tomorrow. And so it is.